to involve politics. And then after 6 months, the politics prison become a church. They send me to another place. They put me in a life sentence, gangster, criminal, drug dealer prison. They expect though the guy will beat me up. So when though the guy, I will put a big prison in Saigon, 10,000 prisoners. And they put me in a cell, 6 meter by 8 meter, packed 88 young men for life. And when though the young men had nothing else but one underwear, they cover their body by all the tattoo. That's the one in the politic prison. And this is the gangster prison. When though the guy, they were sent there for life, nobody cared for them, so now they cover their body by tattoo. You see, they have dragon, copra snake, horsey, tiger, lion, spiders. It's like a little zoo on their body by all of the tattoo. So as I walk into the front door, they look at me and say, what are you doing? I say, I'm a pastor. A pastor? What kind of crime are you involved? I said, no, I'm not involved in crime. Man, you must be a wrong place. If you're not involved in crime, why are you here? I said, well, my God sent me here as an ambassador from Heavenly Kingdom to bring you hope where you're hopeless. Man, you don't know this place. This is a life sentence. You can get in, you can never get out. The only chance for you to get out, when you stop breathing, they put you in a coffin, send you to cemetery. I said, that's the reason why God sent me here. So now, two big guys come, push me over the wall and take off my clothes. By the time they took off my clothes, look at that. I have tattooed my body more than any one of them. And by the way, the tattoo is the name of 3,266 God. So every 100 days, I put one group of God in my body. So my whole body covered with 3,366 names of the other gods. So when they look at my body, they say, what are you really doing? I say, I'm really a pastor. A pastor with his all tattooed in your body? You look like a gangster more than a pastor. I said, well, I was worse both than a gangster, but God can change many gangsters and become pastor. If you're patient, I'll tell you some story. What story? Story how God changed many gangsters become story. How long the story is it? I said, well, I have enough time, enough story to tell you. Make it short, we don't have a time, you have a long story. I said, that's fine. I have full version, I have long version, I have short version. So since you don't have time, I give you short version. But I feel you so stupid. How come you end up your life in prison for life? And you try to tell me you don't have time to hear a story can change your life from death to life. So I stuck with one story. I mentioned the top gangster of Vietnam. Everybody know who he was. And he said, yeah, that's my boss. I said, you know what? He's my disciple. Huh? How come my boss become your disciple? Do you want to know his story? Yeah, tell me his story, how my boss become a disciple. What version now you want to hear? Full version, long version, or short version? I don't care what version. I want to know how my boss become your disciple. So I took time. I told them. 3 months later, they all come to worship Jesus as the Lord Savior. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, they moved me to another prison, girl prostitute, which is a lot of story, but I put in my book because I know your time is out, so I don't want to go all detail. But if I tell you, it takes you a long time, because 10 and a half years in 8 different prisons, the time got over 76,000 people come to follow Jesus as the Lord Savior. Hallelujah. So finally, you know, God sent Holy Spirit and angel come to the prison, take me out. When you read the book in the Bible, when the church prayed for Peter and angel come and take him out of prison, it happened to my life 5 times. Next book is come out by next year. I have come out another new book called Should Be Yoga. I will tell a story in spirit world how angel come and take me out 5 different times out of prison to preach gospel. So when I preached, I met a school teacher, the government of Vietnam, forced her to teach evolution instead of creation. So she quit her job as teacher, go full-time ministry. So we met, we talked, and later on we fell in love, and we married. So after we married, the witch doctor said, no way for him to have children. But guess what? 2 years later, God blessed me one girl. 2 years later, another girl. So after 8 years, we have 4 girls. They said, no way for him to have a son. I said, you said no way? But my Lord said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Finally, David, our son, was born. How David look like? Is he handsome? Yeah, he look like he dead. So anyway, when David was born, you see, God blessed me with 5 children. And when David was born, guess what? My grandparent, my parent, My dad family, my mom family, over 365 people that disowned me for 10 years. Now they saw David were born. They know that only Jesus able to break the curse and give me a son. And have a great privilege to baptize my grandparent, my parent, and all their relatives. And all my family come out 6 different churches. And now God bless me with 12 grandchildren. So here this morning, I want to tell you one thing. Jesus come all the way from heaven to this earth that we celebrate his birthday a couple weeks ago. And Bible says he come to seek for the lost. And Paul, when he wrote to Timothy, he said, Jesus come to die for us. And he said, among the sinner, I'm the top. And God don't want anyone who will perish. But he wants to save us, bring us back to him. Particularly this morning, we have some new visitor. I don't know if you have any relationship with God, our creator. Maybe you have a religion. Maybe you go to different church, different temple. But if you don't have a personal relationship with the creator who created you good, very good, and have a plan for you. And his plan for you is not to harm you, but bless you and prosper you. And then they told me my time is out. So, but I want to pray for you too this morning. Number one, if you don't have a personal relationship with God, the Creator, today it can be your day. If you come to Jesus, who was born over 2,000 years ago, and because of that, they use his calendar that you have your birthday. If you look at your passport, your driver license, your IC, you have birthday there. It relates to Jesus Christ. And if you have a relationship with him, you can have a relationship with Creator, who created you for a good plan. Plan not to harm you, but bless you, prosper you, give you hope and future. And I want to pray for you. Number two, if you already have a relationship with God, you call God Abba Father. You know where you go to spend your eternity. But if your belief, your beloved one, your family, your relative, not yet, I have a good news for you. The Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus. You and your household will be saved. He did it for me. And now, not only our children, our grandchildren are serving the Lord. I told you that I stuck with my family with 6 churches. And now, our children, our nephew, our niece are now pastor, missionary all over the world. And that's what God did for me, for my family. I and my household, we serve the Lord. And I'm here today to tell you this. He don't want any one of you to be perished. But he wants all of you will be saved. And not only you, but he said, you and your household. God love you. He cares for you. He cares for your family. So in this second week of New Year 2025, I want to share with you my story. Because God loves you. He don't want any one of you who perish. And he loves your beloved one as well. So if that's you, I can pray for you right now. If any one of you today, you want to have a personal relationship with God, your creator. So you can spend your eternity with him. Forever, I want to pray for you. Number two, if you're here with your beloved one, your family, not yet. You don't want them to go to hell, but you want them to go to be with you in heaven with him and spend eternity with him. And I want to pray with you. Raise your hand, I will pray with you. If any one of you here, yes, one, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, if you want to stand for yourself, family, please stand up where you are. And I want to pray with you right now for your beloved one. And if you want to receive Jesus as your Lord Savior, and through him, you can have a personal relationship with God, your creator, I want to pray with you. Yes, please stand up. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So if you're already saved, and your family is still saved, you don't need to stand up, but I want you to raise your hand toward God and pray for our friend who are standing here. We pray salvation come to our friend and to their beloved one. So let's pray. Would you bow down your head and repeat after me as your own prayer. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, Thank you for creating me under your image. And you say, very good. Thank you, Jesus. You came and died for me. I am now as your child. Today I'm here. I stand for my beloved one. Because your word promised, believe in the Lord Jesus, I and my household will be saved. I pray for my family now. I declare the salvation come to my household in this year. I declare today, Jesus loved me, died for me, and you love my family. You also died for my family. When you were on the cross, you said, it is finished. I claim salvation for me and for my household. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, if you pray that prayer, please contact with the leadership of the church, and they will help you how you know to follow Jesus. And every day, He will lead you how to live a fruitful life here on earth, and you have a brighter future. Thank you. May God bless you, and Happy New Year.